Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for the wake-up call. 404-726-0929. My name is Mike. That's Allie. Squid Billy hanging out. Dylon on the other side of the glass. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Topics for the wake-up call. We've been talking all day about top five list of quarterbacks the Falcons are facing this year. We had the same top six, just all kind of scrambled in different orders. So if you guys want to weigh in on that, maybe we missed one.
Is that surprising to you? That you and I
It's not in hindsight, but building up to it, I was like, man, this is kind of a tough list to make. And we both went all down all the same avenues with the offense they're in, the continuity, you know, the way the Falcons defense is going to play them. And it's like, yeah, how could we have not landed with these six?
Quarterback.
We also watch a lot of football together, so we could probably think about it very similarly.
Well, yeah, quarterback is one that it's easier to distinguish than like pass rusher to me. I know that, you know, a lot of people say, well, because once you get past the top five pass rushers, you gotta the tier A, right?
Yeah.
Tier B and C, tier B, I guess you could say, there's a big pool there, and you're kind of splitting hairs between who you like better, and there's some preference on it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting that we literally had the exact top six, but we just flipped a couple of guys in our orders.
Well, I think you guys go down the same rabbit hole of thoughts about quarterbacks in football as you start to think about it. You're like, yeah, okay, so it's going to be Baker Mayfield. Wait, how did Tampa do?
Yeah.
What was last year? And you guys go down a different realm that other people just don't. So I think that's why you're very similarly linked when it comes to this.
Yeah, we also talked about pressure pack situations, I mentioned that I'm packing the car for vacation, for a 7-day beach vacation, which is just a massive moment for me. It's like, this is my time. Like, this is my Super Bowl. It's time to step up to the plate. I did get a text, too, from a buddy of mine who said that he was in charge of the 4th of July fireworks show. He's like, pressure pack situation.
No.
In charge of the 4th of July fireworks show. Yes, that absolutely fits the description. And we also, me and Bo went back and forth about backing in the boat trailer at the boat ramp. Like, that's a huge one.
I gave Allie this whole sermon about trailers that she really didn't care about, but I was like, yeah, people don't realize, but the bigger the trailer, the easier to back. The smaller the trailer, the harder it is to back in.
Yeah.
And it's true because
there's a pause there somewhere.
I was thinking the really same thing.
It's true. There's no anxiety ever like backing a trailer in a boat ramp when the boat's off and the guy is sitting there waiting for you to pull the boat in, and like then people are also waiting to get their boat out.
Yeah.
So there's other boats sitting there, and there's trucks sitting there, and you're just like, That's when you start sweating.
Pressure pack situations, man. It's time to deliver. You know what I didn't get to was because I haven't ever been through it, but when I meet my daughter's first boyfriend or first date, I feel like it's time for me to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Just, you know, grill a little bit at the door. Like, what's going on, buddy?
I don't think you're really going to be like that. I think you're going to be like, hey, man, what's going on? I think you're going to be super nice and polite.
It depends on situation.
What do you think I'm going to be like then? If you think he's going to be nice,
you're
going to
be
polite,
standing there with a shotgun, like just for the intimidation factor.
Yeah. Just like, oh, no, I'm just sitting here in my chair with my 45 in my lap, my shotgun or sitting next to me. I might clean one of these at some point during this conversation. I don't know yet. I haven't thought about it. Makes you think when the last time I shot it was, huh?
Well, look, if you guys want to weigh in on any of these topics, quarterbacks, pressure back situations, whatever it may be, you can call in on the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Although it does look like we got pretty full phone lines. Let's go ahead and get to a couple of these. Dylan, let's go out to Chef Zay. He said he's sitting out in traffic. What's going on, man?
Good morning, good people. How y'all doing?
Living the dream.
I'm already knowing, especially in this damn traffic. So check it out, though. My wake-up call really is for anybody who can even put the word together and parse their lips and say that we need to trade Ronald Acuña Jr. Because listen here, you never trade the linchpin. You never trade the guy. Like, he's the guy. When you have a bad season, just chalk it up and say it's a bad season. Nobody ever said for 15 years or so, trade Mike Trout. Nobody ever said trade Chipper Jones. Nobody ever said trade Freddie Freeman. Like, a bad year is just a bad year. Nobody trade Julio. That was toward the end. But you don't, in the prime, just trade off your best player. Everybody else around him, that's fine. That's cool. And I understand how we feel because the vitriol is there every year for Atlanta teams.
Yeah.
But you just don't trade the guy. Like, no way in hell. You don't do that. Wake up, man. Y'all tweak.
I'm gonna let that breathe for a second, my man. That might have been a masterpiece of a phone call.
Let me tell you something.
Might have been.
Let me tell you something.
Knocked that one out of the park, buddy.
Two things. Jim Bowden, who's or Bowden, as some people, you know, I don't know, I'll never forget how to pronounce his name. He used to be a GM. He's somewhat of an insider. He goes, just to be clear, tweeted this: the Braves have no interest or plans to trade Ronald Acuna Jr., nor will they even consider offers for him, according to multiple GMs who have inquired after some various media reports. I said that to tell you this. That's why this show will never engage in basically clickbait radio to even talk about those. So I am with you. I'm with you, DJ.
Right. Look, I've been more along the lines of, like, there are pieces I would move on from. Ronald Acuna does not belong on that list. You know what you've said? And I will push back a little bit. There was definitely people that say, hey, you should probably trade Mike Trout. You know why? Because they knew the Angels are not willing to pay top dollar that, like, Shohei Ohtani was going to get from the Dodgers. There is nothing that puts a tattoo on your forehead that says, I'm cheap, like trading a former MVP caliber player in their prime. That is ridiculous.
The Angels have done it at times, though. They went and got Anthony Rendon. They thought it was going to be coming off a World Series season where he was one of the linchpins of that team. Remember, that Nationals team didn't have Bryce Harper.
Yes.
And Rendon was a stud.
Yep.
I don't think he's played a full season. And when I mean a full season, I think he's been there, what, 6 years now? I don't think he's played 162 games in the 6 years that he's been there. And they did pay Mike Trout. So I think the Shohei was, I think they were willing to pay Shohei. I don't think Shohei was willing to be there in that crap show, even with the money.
I don't blame him. Let's go back to the phone lines. And let's talk to our buddy Lawrence in the car. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Larry in the truck. What's going on, Larry?
What's happening?
This is
alter ego. Not much, man.
You can call me Lawrence. That's my legal name, but. Anyway, I got to talk to Dylan and Allie and say, please go get a hearing test because obviously you guys both missed it. I could hear it all the way in the truck way out here. I mean, come on. Yes. If I could hear it in the truck out here, you guys really just missed it.
Larry, it's intense in here.
I'm sorry. Allie, I'm behind you, girl, but you missed it on this one.
Larry,
Larry
still would have lost because all I did on one of those was save him from saying the wrong answer said. So.
This is true.
Well, the other part of it is that if he would have heard those two, it would have been a whole lot closer. That's all I'm saying. That's all I got. But anyway, on the bug situation, I got to kill all the bugs in my house.
Yes, sir.
And as far as driving, the worst thing for me is because I drive box truck all day. When I get on a skinny street. And there's, I got to block up. In order for me to drop my can off the truck into the driveway, I got to block traffic both ways. And I can tell you, if you don't hit the hole the first time, the running back ain't going to make it through the hole, okay? You're going to get squished. So those people start honking them horns, and they taking their babies to school and trying to get home and cook barbecue and whatever, stuff. But so that's kind of a pressure situation.
Larry.
I'm puckered just thinking about it.
Larry's got a good one, though. You ever get gas at, like, Sam's?
Yeah.
And you know how they have, like, they have their lanes pretty close. And they're two-sided. And their line backs up.
Yep.
And so sometimes you're sitting there, and you're in that second pump where the first one up there, can just pull out. But that person's just pulled in. And then there's cars beside you, and they're kind of over a little bit, and the guy's out with the hose on the left side when he should have went through. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The guy behind you is looking at you going, I've been sitting here for a half hour, dude.
And you got to squeeze through. And in our trucks, Mike, you got to squeeze through, and you almost have to enter into there and then pull your mirrors in and squeeze through. And that can be a little bit of a tense moment and then what if somebody opens their door into you while you're doing it? So that's a good – he brought him out and made me think of that.
Nice job, Larry. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's welcome in our buddy DJ up in Dallas. DJ, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Man, any day above ground is a good morning,
hey,
man.
Hey, ain't that right?
Hey, I tell you what, I'm in sales, and, man, whenever I know a customer's got a delivery, and as soon as I know it delivered that day and I see them calling me out of the blue – talk about high pressure. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Did I do everything right? Whoa, wait a minute now.
Yeah, because he's not calling to say thanks.
I never get the call, hey, you know what? You are just the best ever. Thank you so much. You're doing such a great job. I don't ever get that call.
Yeah. I don't honestly know how anybody's in sales. Let me change that. There are people in my life that are in sales that I'm like, you were born to be in sales.
Right.
I am just not one of them.
Right.
I don't have the personality that goes along with sales. They're just people that, and we have a lot of great ones here, at Odyssey, where I'm like, you know, you were just born to be in this line of work where you can make these connections, but then push it when the time comes to be like, yeah, all right, man, let's get this deal done, whatever else it may be. And our buddy Domer is one of those guys. Like, he's been in sales his whole life. And I'm like, dude, you were just born for this life. The whole PowerPoint presentation and everything.
Yeah, you just got a totally different DNA if you can work in sales. Now, I was telling Bo when he was explaining the boat ramp, I'm so glad I'm female, and this is a lot of stuff that I don't have to do. Like, I don't get those pressure points. The one I feel, and it might be ridiculous, at Aldi, when you opt not to get a grocery cart, and you go through the checkout line, and they're putting your stuff in, and you got to wrangle it in your bag really fast. I get so stressed out.
That is what I would have never guessed.
It is so silly, but I get so stressed out. I have to have a grocery cart so that I know I can just push it away calmly.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
We've talked about this in his household because my household's flipped. Bo and I have had this conversation about the dishwasher. There is no pressure like my wife watching me load a dishwasher, where I know she's looking over my shoulder and she's just waiting for me to step away so she can rearrange it the way she wants to. She's like, what are you? And I'm sitting there just putting it in piece by piece, kind of looking at her like, is this right? Is this the way it should be?
I feel the pressure when Amy's doing it I try my best not to say something. Like, I try my best, and it is
she's
so
feeling
hard.
What I'm feeling. She's going, is this right?
And then I'm going to add this, and then I'll start moving. So you're just going to rearrange the whole thing? Yeah, probably.
Well, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Coming up, we're going to run down Mike and Bo's top five quarterback picks that they have listed off throughout the show today that we will be facing this season. See how you feel about it. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.